I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care-to-be-great.
Is proudly brought to you by SRE.com. This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On your legacy home of BYU Sports, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into the show. Things maybe turning around for Oklahoma State. They're only down 8 right now, and Baylor's backup quarterback is in the medical tent, so they might be down to their third-string quarterback. But we want to stay with basketball, and we want to bring in one of the great coaches in the history of all of BYU athletics. It's Dave Rose. And Dave, thank you for spending some time with us.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Dave, I hate to start with this, but you recruited Gavin Baxter, and to see him go down for a third consecutive season-ending injury, just what when you were recruiting him, what did you see his ceiling to be? And it's just a bummer that we won't probably get to see that out of Gavin.
You know, it is so sad. I really can't believe, you know, when I saw him go down the other night, I thought the worst, hoped for the best, but when he didn't move for, you know, close to 30 seconds, I knew it was pretty serious for him. And I just feel for him and his family, and you know, I mean, that kid, he's put so much time in. He's a kid that coming out of high school just had unbelievable potential with his size and his length, you know, his wingspan. I mean, he had unbelievable potential, and you just feel for him. You just don't, you don't know why, you know, certain things happen the way they do, but in this case, you know, for Gav, that's a really, really tough loss, and a tough loss for the Cougars too. I mean, he's becoming a really big part of this team.
Dave, I'm glad you bring that up, because he looks so good in that win on the road at Utah, and then to have that injury, and now with Richard Harwood not being available, that center position has become a real issue for this BYU team. How can they overcome the loss of their best two centers on the roster?
Well, there's a way, and Coach Pope will find it. He's, you know, Mark is really creative, and he knows what he's doing. He's got a great staff. These kids are really committed to each other, and they're committed to the team. It may take a little while to figure it out, but they'll find a way to play that is really successful for them. I think that. You know, I'm sure a lot of people have a lot of suggestions, but this team is so good defensively, and it's got such a togetherness towards the ball, defending the ball, that I think they'll find a way to do it. They'll have to figure out, you know, how to rebound and how to defend bigger guys. But they may play a little bit smaller. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But I do know one thing. For them to continue to be successful, they're going to have to shoot the ball a little better than they shot the other night. I mean, that was their problem. They just couldn't find the basket. And that happens. And especially on the time when things are out of balance a little bit, you've got some injuries going, you got a little bit of sickness going through your team. And they came really close to pulling that game off, which is a tough game, a cross-town rival. And you got a really experienced team playing against you. And it was a very entertaining game. I'm sure neither coach thought it was that pretty of a game, but it was fun to watch.
The circumstances are different, but this reminds me a lot about your group, Dave, when you went to the Sweet 16, because you lose Brandon Davies so late, and there wasn't a lot of size left on that roster to replace him. How did you guys overcome that back then? Is there anything that you guys did that might be helpful for BYU going forward?
Well, this reminds me a little bit of that, because this is a real team. These guys really like each other. They play for each other. They love being around each other. And I think that was the key to us to continue to win. You know, we got beat that first weekend without Brandon. And that first game, New Mexico came into our place and beat us. And then we won the Saturday night game to get a piece of the league championship. But it was a difficult time to go through that adjustment. And then we were able to, you know, play well in the conference tournament and then make a little run in the NCAA tournament. So I think that this team they'll figure it out. I think they have great leadership. I think they've got great guard play. This team is really, I think it's the real strength of their team. And I think that, the front line, they'll find themselves. It will probably look a lot different than what the guys thought it was going to look like in October. But they'll find themselves, and when they do, they'll get back on track.
Dave Rose is our guest here on Cougar Sports Saturday, and you talked about the shooting woes in that Utah Valley game, low 30s. Both teams were low 30s, but it's been several games now where BYU shooting has not been what you've come to expect from Coach Pope's teams in his 3 years. And you look at the shooting percentage of these guys. Alex Barcelo shooting it great. He's nearly 50% from three. Spencer Johnson is the only other player shooting it above 40% from three. How can this BYU offense generate better looks and maybe more quality looks for some of these shooters?
Well, you know, everybody's, I'm sure, got their own idea of what they can do and, you know, change the offense or do this or that. What they really need to do is get their big guys scoring the ball consistently, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. If they can get baskets out of their front line consistently, then the guard play, it's going to, you know, line up a little bit from the, you know, the defense the other night, especially on Alex, was really, I thought Utah Valley did a really good job and made it really difficult on him. And that won't be as easily done if we can get some scoring from our front line, some consistent scoring. And I think that, you know, we've had our young guys scoring up there on some games and in other games not. They need to, get in a position where they just consistently score the ball on the front line, and then I think the percentages will all, you know, open up pretty well.
One of those guys, Dave, who I think will see an expanded role is Caleb Lohner. And offensively, it's just been a struggle for Caleb this year. He's 0-of-9 from downtown and doesn't look to be willing to attack the basket and get more involved offensively. What are you seeing from Caleb's game in his sophomore year?
Well, he looks a little timid to me. He looks, as far as offensively, he doesn't play timid at all. I mean, he is an unbelievable defender, a great rebounder, and really, really, you know, helps the team in that way. But he's going to have to start scoring the ball now that, you know, we've got some injuries and things that we've got to play around. But I think that, Caleb's got great basketball instincts. I think he's got great size, and, he just needs to be a little bit more aggressive, around the basket. I think he needs to get a little more confidence. You know, this was years and years ago, but when I was recruiting him and we'd go out and watch him play. I mean, we thought he was a really good shooter. In high school, he was really consistent from the perimeter. And I think he's just maybe going through a little bit of a slump, maybe some confidence issues. But I think that will really help when Caleb finds his perimeter shot and his ability to really finish at the rim.
Dave Rose has been our guest here on Cougar Sports Saturday. Last thing for you, Dave. We've talked a little bit about the injury and what can BYU do better. It's easy to forget after that loss and the injury that this team, that was their first loss. Like, this is still a good basketball team that's probably going to be ranked even after the loss. So what's impressed you the most about this group so far?
Well, what I think is really impressive is how together they are as a group and how unselfish they seem. There was a stretch there when I thought Alex should shoot the ball every time he got it. I mean, he didn't miss anything. And it seemed like he was really trying to get the rest of the team involved. And then when they really needed a basket here and there, you know, he would take it and get it. I think other teams have found a way now that they're going to try to guard him and go through that. And so now the Cougs got to adjust to that and see how they're going to, continue to score. But the one thing I think you got to remember, this team, I really believe, is going to be a great defensive team. I think it is a good, really good defensive team now, and I think it continues to get better. And I think that's what Mark is kind of, building, this team around is how these young post players can really help them defensively. How the experienced guards can score for them in tight spots. And then the defensive side of the ball, I think, is where he really puts a huge emphasis. So we might be a little frustrated at times with offense, but we're looking to, try and figure out how we're going to stop the other team from scoring and score more points that way.
They have a chance to get back in the winning column a little later today against Missouri State. He's Dave Rose. Dave, we love having you on the program. Thanks for joining, man.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Good luck to you.
Thank you. All right, we'll take the break here on Cougar Sports Saturday. We'll wrap up this shortened edition of Cougar Sports Saturday on the other side as we get ready for BYU and Missouri State pregame. We'll begin at 1 p.m. right here on KSL News Radio. Back in just a moment.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.